is where we stand. We're waiting for then. Here we see the mother of all, as I watched on divorce court, killing time years ago, irreconcilable differences. God is unable to be reconciled to you, or I should say, you are unable, unwilling to be reconciled back to Him, is what it is. It's not the problem with Him, the problem is with you. Due to your stubbornness or unwillingness, or really, you're just bent out of shape because God loves you. That's the charge over you. The charge over all of you and all of you watching is God loves you. Are you angry at that? Has anyone here ever heard the phrase before, angry atheist? Well, why, pray tell, are you angry? God says, all day long I have stretched out my arms. God loves you. He loves you so much, He sent His Son to die on the cross in your place. God demonstrates His own love towards me and you, and that while you were still a sinner, Christ died for you. That's the charge over you. Is that God loves you. All we need to do is respond to that. If you're unwilling to reconcile to God, then you will get your wish. And here it is, your wish granted. Your divorce. Here, right here. And we're just waiting for it. We're waiting on the word then. That's where we're at. Everything else, you can get out a checklist. You can go home and make your own checklist. Everything here is checked. We're waiting on the word then. Then two will be in the field. One will be taken, one will be divorced. Two women will be over here talking. One will be received near. Only other time you find that word in the Bible is John chapter 14, when Jesus said, in my Father's house are many mansions. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go prepare a place for you, I will come again and I will paralambano. I will receive you unto myself. Only other time that word's used. Hallelujah. We're waiting on then. What are you going to do in the meantime? We're waiting. Just that fast. We're waiting. That's what we're waiting on. Then. Those that will be left behind will be left behind to believe the lie. Verse 43, but know this, that if the master of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would have watched and not allowed his house to be broken into. Now here's the main point the Lord wants you to know on this Halloween 2021, is this, therefore you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour that you do not expect Him to. Are you ready? Praise be to God. There's one soul. Are you ready for His return? We're waiting on the word then. I've spent many, many years in the study of this book, and I can no longer point to anything that said, nope. This and this and this got to happen first. Because each time I do that, He proves me wrong. Now I'm just waiting on the word then. Are you ready? At an hour, therefore, you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour that you do not expect. You know, I wrote this on my handout here this morning. I'm going to ask Glenda to come up and play. We're going to have communion in a second. I wrote this on my handout when I was studying and getting ready for this morning. I don't have the answer to it, but this is what I wrote. I have the uneasy feeling that something more is required of us. I said, I have the uneasy feeling that something more is required of us. Why does he keep warning Christians to be ready? I don't have the answer. These are commands. These are commands given to you and I, to Christians. You can read many of them that he wrote like this. Therefore, be ready. Matthew 24:43. He says it right after the parable of the 10 virgins. Therefore, be ye also ready. That is, be awake, be waiting for his return. Or how about Hebrews 9:28? He's coming a second time, apart from sin, to all those that look for him. So I haven't answered that. Maybe the next time that we do this sermon, maybe I'll have an answer. I would certainly hope so. Or maybe I'm wrong. Maybe my uneasy feeling that we're missing something, something is being undone that needs to be done. I don't understand why he keeps warning believers to be ready and to be looking. I mean, what happens, Sue, if you're not looking? What happens if I'm sleeping? Certainly he can't mean anything by that, right? Let's pray.
We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio. And on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.
You're listening to WMIE, today's Modern Worship, 91.5 FM.
bring you joy.
This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station, WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5.
God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas.
Christmas cookies, sugar. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. The ones that look like Santa Claus, Christmas trees and bells and stars. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. Now Christmas cookies are a special treat. The more she bakes, the more I eat. And sometimes I can't get myself to stop. Sometimes she'll wait till I'm asleep, and she'll take the ones that I didn't eat and put those little sprinkly things on top. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, sugar. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. The ones that look like Santa Claus, Christmas trees and bells and stars. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. Now those sprinkly things just make things worse, cause it makes them taste better than they did at first, and they're absolutely impossible to resist. Some disappear to who knows where, but I make sure that I get my share, and those kids just stand there waiting for the ones I miss. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, sugar. Sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. She gets mad if they're all gone before she gets the icing put on. Sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. Now there's a benefit to all of this that you might have overlooked or missed. So now let me tell you the best part of it all. Every time she sticks another batch in the oven, there's 15 minutes for some kissing and a hugging. That's why I eat Christmas cookies all year long. Oh, take it away, boys. Oh.
Christmas cookies, sugar. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. The ones that look like Santa Claus, Christmas trees and bells and stars. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe.
Great is your faithfulness. How great is your faithfulness. see.